If you have your Bibles, want to turn with you to Matthew 24. And we'll look at verse 14, Matthew chapter 24. Jesus, during the speaking, said, "In this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then the end will come." Notice said the gospel of the kingdom. Not the gospel of Jesus per se, but the gospel of the kingdom. Okay? And this afternoon is looking for direction and all. This is the direction I got is to speak about the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of God. Now we know that gospel is the good news, good message. We know that kingdom is a realm or a rule. And I hope by now we know God is God. Okay? So we're talking about God ruling, the good news of God ruling. That's what he's talking about, okay? Now, most people, and I'm talking about most church people, are dominated by the kingdoms of the world, not by the kingdom of God. They're more in tune to what's going on daily than they are with what's going on in the kingdom of God. And consequently, we're captives to the world's systems. The world dominates the thinking of people. And when the world dominates you, you're going to act like the world, talk like the world, you know, think like the world. And when you think and talk and act like the world, then the kingdom of God is not functioning. It's not in operation in you. You follow that? Now, you have to be honest with yourself. Okay, there's no magic wand you wave. There's no snapping your fingers and something happening instantly. And so this is what we want to talk to you about. In Luke 17, you look at verses 20 and 21, the Pharisees are asking Jesus, in verse 20 it says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he replied to them, saying, the kingdom of God does not come with observation." The kingdom of God does not come with visible evidence. "Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And so, we have to understand that God rules the kingdom. We said, we've already established, it's a rule or a realm, all right? So God rules from within a person. You understand? The devil rules from the outside. God rules from the inside. He'll try to dominate you through temptations and all types of things. And he does all this from the outside. That's not the way God operates. God operates by invitation. And he does it on the inside. Now, here's the interesting thing about the way the kingdom works. Actually, the parables of Jesus are principles that are revealing the kingdom of God to you. And in this setting, I want to just talk to you about the parables as mentioned in the fourth chapter of Mark. This is the way the kingdom of God works. Go into all the world and preach this gospel of the kingdom so the end can come. Can I say it that way? The end's not coming until the gospel of the kingdom is preached to all nations. The gospel of the kingdom. So we have to tell people how the kingdom of God works. How do you get God's kingdom in you? Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. Well, you learn this from the parables in Mark, the fourth chapter. He gives the parable of the sower to begin with, how the sower sows the word. The word goes into the soil. Well, when he gives the interpretation of that parable, he tells you that The seed is the Word. And the soil is the heart. And so the way the kingdom of God works is God's Word goes into your heart. But then that's just not automatic. Just because you heard the Word of God doesn't mean God's ruling. No, He said it goes in. And then He gives you another parable there in that same fourth chapter, like a farmer sowing seed into the ground. He said he doesn't know how it grows. He just puts the seed in the ground and he goes about his daily routine of life. And then it comes up progressively. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. And then in the third parable in that same fourth chapter, he talks about the mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds when it's sown. But it grows into the greatest herb of the garden. So what he's telling us is this is the way the kingdom of God works. It goes in as the smallest thing in your life. You hear the Word of God. You've been dominated by all these kingdoms of the world. And when that Word goes in, it goes in small, but as you nurture that Word, as you water that Word, as you let that Word grow on the inside of you, then the Word of God will start gaining ascendancy in your life to where that Word will overrule this kingdom, that kingdom, that kingdom, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's a progressive thing. That's why it's so important we keep the Word going in. Not just a Word of God, not just one message, not just one Scripture, but that we keep God's Word going in us. The more seeds you put in, the more fruit you get. You understand? And then you nurture that. You meditate on it day and night, what we were talking about this morning, right? And so you keep the right atmosphere set for that Word to grow. And I'm going to tell you that sitting behind a TV and watching what the world says is not an atmosphere conducive for the growth of the kingdom of God on the inside of you. What that will do is cause the kingdoms of the world to dominate your life. Get your nose in this right here. Get before God. Pray in the Spirit. These are things that set the atmosphere that's conducive for God's seed to grow and the Spirit of God start ruling in our lives, giving us direction, leading us this way, leading us that way. You follow that? And so when you think of the parables Jesus given, He's telling you how the kingdom of God works. He tells you that it's like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal. And what happens? It progressively works. That's the way the kingdom of God is. It works progressively, not instantaneous. You know, there's a new birth that's instantaneous. But I like to say it this way, you know, I was saved, I am being saved, I will be saved. The new birth, I am saved from the penalty of sin. And right now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm saved from the power of sin. The day's coming, I'll be saved from the presence of sin. When Jesus rules everything, you understand? So, the Word is a progressive thing, isn't it? The kingdom of God is progressive. But people must hear this. Because I'm telling you, it concerns me that people, Christians, are not subjecting themselves to the two things that God uses to rule in His kingdom. The Word of God and the Spirit of God. And it's amazing how little people read the Bible. But if they can quote one or two verses, they think they know the Bible. They think they know God when they don't know anything. They just reveal their ignorance. And without subjecting yourself to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit, God's kingdom's not going to rule your life. You can just take that to the bank. It will not happen because that's the way He rules. And these things are from the inside. That's why we put so much emphasis on reading and studying the Bible. Not what people say about the Bible. What It's like Jesus asked Peter, what do you say? You know, they may say this, they may say that, but what do you say? And for you to get the right information, you're going to have to go to truth. And there's only two sources for truth. The Word of Truth and the Spirit of Truth. That's the only two sources. And so this is how God's kingdom works. And so when we talk to people, we need to let them know that this is going in as a seed. This is the way God's kingdom works. God wants to rule your life. But by you confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior doesn't mean God's ruling it your life. What it does mean, if you accept Jesus, is what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:3. Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God, let alone operate in it. You're not going to see the kingdom of God. But here again, once you're born, you're born into, you don't go in and out of. And then this is, I think this is a fallacy of most Christians, is they think they can live in the world and then get a little bit of God on Sunday or whatever day, you know. We'll get a lot of the world, a little bit of God, and we're going to be all right. And it's a deception. It's a broad way and a wide gate that's leading to destruction. It's a narrow gate and a narrow way that's leading to this eternal life. And when you listen to the world, it's always talking death. Everything doom and gloom. But when you listen to the Word is giving you the opposite of the world. You understand? Life will talk about life. And I can tell you right now, this is life. You understand? Okay. And so, God is wanting us to understand that He is wanting to rule individuals. We're not talking about a physical kingdom where Jesus comes in and sets up a physical throne. That's why they missed Him in the day He came to earth. They had their preconceived idea how God rules. And people today have preconceived ideas how God rules. And I can tell you right now, He's probably not going to come down here tomorrow and set up a throne in here and say, all right, I'm taking over. Listen, if He can't rule in your heart, where can He rule? And if He can't rule in the church, where can He rule? And this is by the divine ordination of God. He set it up this way to bring this kingdom in progressively. And I'm going to tell you when the kingdom of God started in earth. It's real simple. Nebuchadnezzar saw the dream. But the kingdom of God was when Jesus came to earth. And, you know, John the Baptist said, the kingdom of God's close. The kingdom of God's close. Jesus said, the kingdom of God's near. The kingdom of God's near. If I'm casting out devils with the finger of God, the kingdom of God's near. And I'm going to tell you, on the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit of God came into people's life, God started ruling from the inside out. You understand? There again, that's another reason we put so much emphasis on being baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you think that you can keep yourself subjected to God and follow the wills and ways of God aside from the Holy Spirit leading you, you are deceived. And how is the Holy Spirit going to lead you from the inside? You understand? It's not like audible voices coming all over, do this, do this, do this. That's not the way it works. It works off the promptings of God on the inside. God's dealing with that inward man. You understand? Leading you, guiding you in the Word. Always in the Word. Get you thinking right. You understand? If you get a person thinking right, you get them talking right. And if they get to thinking and talking right, they're going to start doing right. They just follow suit. Then the kingdom of God begins dominating their life. Not by force, but because of their desire. And see, this is the difference between God's kingdom and the world's kingdom. The world wants to force their power on you. But the way God works is out of desire. The more desire you have for Him, the more you see manifested in you. And I'll tell you a lot about a lot of people. If you don't see a lot of God manifested in a person's life, then it's because there's the lack of desire. There's too many other things that are captivating their attention. God's kingdom starts with the Word. What will we do with that Word? You know, you hear the message about Jesus Christ and what He's done. I heard that message God only knows how many times. But I can tell you right now, I didn't respond. So what good did it do me? You see the different conditions of the soil, which are different conditions of the heart. Some just said, no, it doesn't penetrate. You know, devil just stole that one. Some say that sounds good, but you let a little heat get on you, and no, I'm not going to stay with that. And then cares of the world, just taking care of business on a daily basis and getting all caught up in this, that, and the other, choke the Word. And it never comes into fruition to where it's actually producing fruit in your life. But thank God there is good ground. But even in the good ground, it says some 30, some 60, some 100. And I think that's dependent upon how well we prepare our heart before the Lord. You got to till up your plowed ground. You understand? Break up your fallow ground. Till it up. Get your heart in a condition to receive the Word of God, not to where it'll only receive parts of the Word of God. It's amazing how many people just split hairs over this and that, and they argue the Word, and they don't listen to the Word. They don't let the Word produce in their life to where God's ruling. I can't find anywhere in Jesus' ministry He went around bashing people. You understand? He didn't go around saying how sorry this minister was. And yet people seem to make a ministry out of bashing other ministers. I look at it this way. God can handle them. I didn't create them. He did. They're not my servants. They're His. And I've learned that I've got so much to do to try to take care of me that I can't concern myself about somebody else. Ministry. I don't have time. There's too much here. We've got to get it right here. We have to let God rule it here. You know, we want God to rule them, but we don't want God to rule us. But He says He wants His kingdom to come and His will to be done on earth. Some people still don't understand what on earth means. This body's earth. Do it here. Right here. Rule this. You with me? I want God to rule my life. Most people don't want God to rule their lives. They don't want to go to hell, as they would say. They want to live happily ever after. But then I also want to do some stuff along the way independent of God. No, when you get in the kingdom of God, you're not independent of the kingdom. The kingdom's ruling. It's not in and out of. It's the kingdom ruling. It's like Jesus said, you've got to take all of me. You've got to eat my flesh, drink my blood. It's like the Passover. Don't you leave any of it till morning. You take all of it. And so we take all of God in us. Parts we like and parts that aren't so pleasant to the flesh. You still eat it and you still apply it. You understand? Because it's making you better. A better servant of the Lord. A better subject to the kingdom, if I can say it that way. Okay? And so He wants this message out. Preach this message. Yes, it starts by telling them about Jesus Christ, who has remitted their sins, and they have to accept that in order to even see what you're talking about. But once they accept Jesus and start revealing to them, the purpose of this salvation is actually to benefit God. You're benefited by it, but it's to benefit the kingdom of God. God's wanting to establish His kingdom right here on earth, and that's dependent upon our yielding to His will and ways. You understand that's really what it boils down to in simple terms with the kingdom. You just do the wills and the desires of that kingdom, right? Well, that's what God is wanting us to do. But they're not unfair. They're certainly to the benefit of all concerned, if you will. And so why is it that we don't want God ruling our lives? Because flesh wants to do its thing. And the carnal man is hostile toward the Spirit of God. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to tame the flesh. You rule over it. You understand? You don't tame it. You rule over it and say, you are dead, you are inactive, you have no place. God is ruling. And if God's ruling, you can't rule. Paul said, the life I'm living now, I'm living by the faith of the Son of God. He loved me and gave Himself for me. Is Jesus living His life through you, or are you still trying to live your life? And if people would be honest, they're still trying to live their life rather than to live the life of God, because they're not passionate for God. They're more passionate for the pleasures of the world, things of the world, possessions, whatever. You understand? And He tells us to lay our treasures up where? In heaven. Wow, this down here, this is risky business down here. You understand? You can lose everything in a night. But when you lay your treasures up in heaven, then you're talking about a security and an insurance, if you will. There's no loss. And there is a guaranteed return, a reward on what you do for the kingdom of God. And God's the best record keeper in the world. He doesn't miss anything. You with me? But it all begins and ends with taking God in and letting Him rule. Start small, but you let it grow. And it's not going to grow if you don't water it. Seed's not going to grow if you don't water it. You have to keep yourself subjected. I'm not talking about once a week. Most people think they can get by with once a week. God's kingdom is not going to rule your life if you only subject yourself once a week. It's not going to work. It's to where you want Him ruling every day and everything you do. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're working. You want God ruling. You'll find that His wisdom far exceeds yours. I've learned that a long time ago. You know, you think you're smart till you get in the presence of God, and then you say, like Agar, I'm a stupid man. Read the 30th chapter of Proverbs. He had a revelation. And we need to get a revelation that Father knows best. So I need to get under His rule. I need to get under His dominion. And if I'm under the dominion of God, even though I'm in this world, I'm not under the dominion of the world. People are too interested in politics. God's not political. He's theocratical. This is the way. Walk in it. You understand? And it's the best way. No ulterior motives, no hidden agendas. And when you get your mind on God and you get your mind on God's kingdom, these other things won't make you fearful or upset you or cause you to walk around worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. When you understand the Lord is my shepherd. And he's going to look out after my best interest. I believe we have the best shepherd in the world that you could even imagine with the Lord. And a true shepherd, Jesus said it himself, he's going to give his life for the sheep. And he proved it. You understand? In other words, I'll do whatever it takes to save the sheep. You know, that's what he did. But isn't it amazing how unappreciative we are of the shepherd? We think the shepherd's trying to keep us corralled. Let me get over here to some of this wild grass. They said, no, that's going to hurt you. You stay right here. Let me get down here to some of these exciting rushing waters. No, I'm going to lead you beside still waters. I'm going to take you in a safe place. And that's how the Spirit of God leads us. He leads us in a safe place. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. You understand? He takes us to a place of comfort, is what he's saying. This has nothing to do with the flesh. It has everything to do with the Spirit. And then the Spirit rules over the flesh, and the flesh is happy. When you get the Spirit ruling, the flesh is going to do all right. When I say flesh, I'm talking about the body. The body's going to do all right when the Spirit's ruling. It's when the Spirit's not ruling that the body gets in all kinds of trouble. God said, take this message all over the world. I want every nation to know how important it is for the kingdom of God, the good news. Tell them how the kingdom of God works. This is in their best interest. Let me rule your life. Tell people, let me rule your life. Let me rule your life. Let me rule your life. I'll look out for your best interest. I won't lie to you. I won't cheat you. I won't take advantage of you in any way. I will do what's in your best interest. But you'll have to keep the flesh, the carnality, under subjection. But I'll give you the power to do that. I'll put my Spirit in you that will enable you to fulfill all my requirements. Not a bad deal when God's given us all the equipment. All He expects us to do is use the equipment that He gives us so He can rule our lives. Not because He's a tyrant, not because He's on an ego trip, because He knows what's in the best interest of the entire world. You understand? And He knows how to rule. You with me? These people out here, they get in leadership positions, but they don't know how to rule. And so they just do what they've seen somebody else do. Well, we'll step on the people to climb the ladder. God doesn't step on anybody. He doesn't need to. He's already at the top. But I'll tell you what He will do. He'll bring you up. You understand? He'll raise you up. He'll lift you up. That's the thing about His kingdom. And there's no caste in this kingdom. We're on equal ground. One body in the Lord. You understand? Different functions. But He cares for all the same. You with me? Not a bad kingdom to be under. But He wants us to know what the good news of the kingdom is. I love you. Not I hate you and I just can't wait to beat you up. No, I love you. Good news, I'm not going to take advantage of you. Good news, you yield to me and I'll keep the devil from beating you up. You come under this kingdom, I'll rule over all these other kingdoms. You don't have to worry about them. You know, if you look at the history of Israel, when they actually came under the rule of God, and a good illustration of this would be with David or with Hezekiah or with Josiah, how they come under the rule of God. God was ruling the nation. The kingdom of God was ruling through David's reign, Hezekiah's reign, Josiah's reign. God was ruling because they were following the Word of God. The law of Moses, the Word of God. They were following that. And what happened? They prospered immensely. But somebody comes up with a better idea. And what does it do? It takes the nation down. Anytime man rules, you're going downward. It's a devolvement. You understand? It's not evolving, it's devolving. It's not progressing, it's regressing. You with me? That's why it's so important that we submit ourselves to the Word of God, the Spirit of God. That's how we let God rule. This is how His kingdom works. And so when we go out, or we go one-on-one or whatever, we tell people how important the Word of God is, how important it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without the Word, without the Spirit, God's not ruling. God's not ruling. It's a deception. And you look at how many people are deceived because they don't know the difference. Tradition, church leaders, whatever, haven't taught them the truth. Religion wants to rule you. Denomination wants to rule you. Tradition of the fathers wants to rule you. And I'll tell you what they'll do with Jesus. They'll crucify Him. But when you let the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords be your King and your Lord, you'll find that your life will be better. You understand? And so that's good news. Go tell everybody when God rules your life, it's better. Now, it doesn't mean that all the circumstances are glorious. I mean, some of the apostles were martyred. But I guarantee they're not complaining, do they? You follow? I don't understand all of it. This is one thing I do understand. God's smarter than I am. And so it would be in my best interest to follow the all-wise one, the wonderful counselor. You understand? Whether I understand it or not, God didn't call me to understand. He called me to obey. There are things that He'll reveal to us to where we have understanding. But the other things, He says, trust me. I've asked you to live by faith. Trust me. You understand? And this is really what the faith walk is. When He talks about the just living by faith, it's those who've been justified are trusting God with their life. You understand? Okay. So we're to get this kingdom of God to all the nations. To all the nations. You know, when the Lord spoke to me about this outreach center, one of the first things He said to me was, I do not, and He said it very emphatically, I do not want another community church. I want a center that will reach out to the world with my Word and my Spirit. You understand? So that's what our role is. And so we have a tremendous obligation to get this message to nations all over the world. And He told me, He said, I'm not calling you to reach the world. You won't reach the world. I'm asking you to reach out to the world. There's a difference. Anybody thinks they're going to reach the world by themselves already to see. It's a big world out there. But we can reach out to the world with a love and concern for everybody instead of being prejudiced toward this race, that race, this country, that country. God so loved the world, not segments of the world. And so the body of Christ is to demonstrate the love of God by reaching out to the world with the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. When God rules your life, it's the best life you'll ever have. And I promise you, I'm a witness of that, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Amen. Well, there's a whole lot we could say concerning all this, but I think you get the message. Start small. And progressively starts working on the inside of you. Now, I look at my own life and the years that it took as that word would work a little bit, you get a little more interested, a little more interested, a little more interested, and then one day you just take the plunge and you go under for the Lord. You understand? Now we're talking about being immersed into Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, immersed into them to where they're dominating your life. And when you immersed into the Word of God, you immersed into the Spirit of God, they dominate your life. You know what that is? God's kingdom rule. Isn't that simple? God's kingdom rule. Amen? All right. That's the message. I thank you that you bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us and you give us peace. So Lord, we invite you to rise up, let your enemies be scattered, and those who hate you flee before you. Amen. Have a great week and let that